Advocate George Bizos loved to tell the story of the phone call he received from Cyril Ramaphosa with a message from Nelson Mandela asking him to join the team to write the constitution. There was no hesitation, and his only question was whether he'd have to join the ANC.
When Mr. Nelson Mandela was released, the story from on the phone from the present vice president, George Nelson, told me to tell Arthur Chaskelson that the two of you have got to take the role of doing a good constitution for South Africa. Oh, thank you, Cyril. Does that mean that I've got to become a member of the ANC? And he said, no, we don't want your 12 grants.
At this stage, Bizos had already earned Madiba's respect, his fellow treason trialists, and the ANC. He was widely praised as an anti-apartheid activist and champion for human rights. During World War II, 13-year-old Bizos fled Nazi-occupied Greece and would go on to play a pivotal role in South Africa's democracy. George Bizos was born on the 15th of November, 1927. He arrived in South Africa with his father in 1941 and settled in Durban. 6 years later, he applied to study medicine at the University of Witwatersrand. His application was rejected, so he opted for law, and that's where his political activism was ignited. Bizos represented several political activists in high-profile cases during his career and never stopped working, even in his old age. He also represented families of apartheid-era victims, including widows of the Credoc Four, who were brutally killed by security forces. In 2012, the veteran human rights lawyer led the South African Human Rights Commission at the inquiry into the Marikana massacre, which left 34 miners dead at the hands of the police. 78 others were wounded. Bizos drew parallels between the violence on the Platinum Belt and the Sharpeville massacre of 1960. He later took on the cause of the miners at the courts. At the inquest into the murder of political activist Ahmed Tumel, an emotional Bizos spoke of the importance of constantly pursuing justice.
Justice is something that you have to pursue. A single judgment can help, and I'm sure that it will. And I want to congratulate the Tumel family and extended family that took the matter up. We have been working on it for almost 2.5 years.
His work also went beyond the borders. In 2004, he represented the late MDC leader Morgan Tsvangirai, who was charged with high treason by the Zimbabwean government. The human rights champion was also passionate about education and in the 1970s helped start Greek school Saheti in Johannesburg. Praised as the struggle stalwart of stalwarts, Bizos was also a family man. He was married to Rita Duflos, who passed away in 2017, just before his 90th birthday. Together, they had 3 sons. Aurélie Kalinga, Eyewitness News.